You're listening to Gunapod TT.
Welcome back. It is another episode of the Gunapod TT. This is your boy Dion, and I'm here as always with none other than Keegan Bowen. Keegan, say what's up, man.
What's up, Gunas? It's been a while and we're here again and we're not stopping.
sound like you have to hold your breath through your intro. You take a deep breath before you say what's up.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, make sure I come across clear.
Yeah, we had to send out a little, I don't want to say like an apology, but just like a notice. It's just the schedules been clashing this year, you know, with me. With school, Keegan have his own stuff going on with work, so like work, school, work for Keegan, you know, it's just been like a little tough finding the time to put in, but we here, and the last episode we had was almost 3 months ago, in December, yeah. So we back now, obviously, after two international breaks. We had one in January and then one coming down in March there. Yeah. So Arsenal played 14 games in our absence. And it's a lot. But guess what? I think we top of the league right now. As of this recording, we will be top of the league. I think City had to play tomorrow. Or Pool. No, Liverpool will play tomorrow.
Liverpool playing tomorrow. City played already.
Yeah, so right now we're recording. Yeah, City won handedly as well. Right now we're recording right after the Luton game. Like, we just beat Luton 2-0. But yeah, I want to say it's crazy. Because the last episode title, Keegan, was... Yeah. Top at Christmas. I think I wanna start off right there. Top at Christmas because we went on to lose to Fulham to end the year. So right after Christmas Day, them boys and them, we lost 2-1 to Fulham. And we would have
we lost to West Ham in the FA Cup, right?
No, it's not FA. No, West Ham we lose to any FA Cup. That was Liverpool we lost to any cup. I think we lost to West Ham a little earlier in the season. In the league.
Well, right after the Liverpool game here, I am seeing that we lost to West Ham 2-0.
Oh, it's right. Well, my bad, man. Then I totally skipped the West Ham game.
Okay, that's then we lose to Fulham after.
But then it's 15 games. So we had two bad losses where after we went up at you right or no? Because the last thing we talked about was the 1-1 draw against Liverpool. So we had two losses, back to back losses. We dropped down
and both of them in the league.
Both in the league is looking a little shaky coming into the new year. And the talk of the tongue, everybody, was Arsenal need to buy a striker.
Yeah, boy, I remember that.
Arsenal need to buy a striker. Because right after that loss, we I guess I kind of skipping ahead a little bit. We lost to Liverpool in the FA Cup. And we was out of the FA Cup too, so it was looking a little shaky. 3 losses on the bounce, right? Well, yeah, it was looking a little shaky.
And then we went Dubai.
Then we went Dubai. We went Dubai.
Yeah, nah, and Dubai had some magic in
it. Nah, and Dubai had a hot sun. A hot sun and luxury. Just hot sun and luxury, you understand? I mean, yeah. I haven't been to London, but I know that people talk about London's weather being...
Rainy.
Is what I'm looking for. Rainy. Yeah. Rainy. Rainy and cold. So the guys on the they went in to Dubai. They came back and we went on a winning spree, boy. We just wet up everybody.
Wait. So I want to stay in the jack a little bit there.
Yeah. Right?
After you come from Dubai, I think that is when Arteta take off the handbrakes. Because leading up to the end of the year, I wouldn't lie, we were playing a bit within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Versus how we used to how we played at the beginning of the previous season. So then remember we kept saying that, hey, we learn, we lesson, because in the previous season we run out hard from the beginning, top in the league for the majority of the season, and then we burn out coming on to the end.
Yeah.
So this season I feel like we pace ourselves a little better, and I feel like now is the business end of the season. You're seeing Arsenal a lot more on the front foot. And I think that Crystal Palace game, come the first game of 2024, is us being on the front foot now, for the rest of the season, to push.
Yeah.
For the title.
For
and
sure.
It's looking good.
Yeah, and I think one of the other things we had to look at too is this season is like a complete flip from last season, where we had everybody available to start the season, and coming down to the business end, we started losing players. But now it flipping our way that we lose players early in the season. I mean, we're talking Party, we're talking Timber, right?
Jesus
for a little while. Tommy was out for a little while, Vieira was out for a little while, Smith Rowe wasn't available. So we're talking about 4, 5, maybe 6 players just not available for us. And now the team is getting back to full fitness. I mean, we saw the return of Party. Party started today against Luton Town. So we seeing that, you know, the team having a little bit of a flip with the availability of players. And I think one man no matter how the season end, this man have to get player of the season, that is Declan Rice. I don't think we able to do any of the things we have done this season
without
Declan Rice. But yes, we look at the 12 games, we had 2 losses in that time, which we talk about. And from then, it's been 9 wins in the Premier League.
The Porto and the, what else we lost? We only lost 1 game since he started here.
No, I talk in Premier League. I only talk in Premier League. So I talking about the West Ham and the Fulham games. And then of our sins.
Oh, no. We lose to Liverpool in the FA Cup. Okay, it's been
2. So it's only 2, and it's only been 2 losses in the league. But no losses for the calendar year in the league. Right?
Yeah, that's it.
We've been pushing really strong. But it's a very interesting title race where last year it kind of felt like it was our title to lose. Yeah. Now it kind of feel like it's our title to win along with City and Liverpool. Like whoever slips up in 2 games here could easily just drop out of the race. That's how close
it is. Not 2, bro. 1. 1 game alone is all it takes for it to be out of the race. City, you don't feel in the pinch of that already.
Yeah,
right now you could say that City out of the race.
Nah, you can't say that. Them in 1 point behind. If Liverpool go on to win tomorrow, they will be on 70 points. We will be on 68. Right. And City would be on 67. So you have like a proper 3-horse race. 1 little loss from Liverpool could put us back, but we would only be on top of them by a point, in a sense now. I think City probably have the burden of it on them, you know, to finish being the treble winners, going on the quadruple. But I think if they lose while Arsenal Liverpool win, they more than likely had to expect us to come and lose. But at this point, nobody could lose on it. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. So we're just
nobody could lose. Nobody could lose. Nobody could really draw, in a sense. And it's a tough race. But one thing I like is that we've been pushing, because 9 wins on the trot is incredible stuff. You had to say that about how the team has been playing thus far to get these 9 wins on each shot. I'm talking about, you know, we won 3 games in the Premier League by 5 goals or more. I think we want to start counting by 4, but I think the only team that we came close to, Newcastle got 4 goals. We scored 4 and gained 6. Revenge game. You know, Burnley get 5, we get Sheffield United 6. And it's crazy because looking at it, it's such a wealth of goal scorers. But you're talking, we defenders scoring, Gabriel have goals, Martinelli have goals, Saka have goals, Jesus. You understand? We are Trossard chipping in, Rice, Benjamin White, like, who hasn't scored for Arsenal in this time? And I mean, we're talking, in all competitions, it's been 36, 38 goals there about. Like, we have just been scoring. Now, I think there was an expectation of it to kind of come back down a little bit. And you saw that a little bit when we came off for the Sheffield game. Only beaten Brentford 2-1.
2-1, right.
You know, with Rice and Havertz scoring. And then, of course, we had that 1-0 win against Porto. Real tight games.
Ooh, that was when Raya put up Raya. That was when Raya secured his spot.
Yeah. I feel we could go shit into that, you know, because I think that is the thing that have me the most intrigued. Let me talk about the Champions League matchup that we had. Because we got Porto, we went to their camp, they beat us 1-0, and it was kind of like, okay, what's going to happen? Are we going to come on clearly beat them?
At home?
At home. And we just get the one goal from Trossard in the first half.
That's a good goal, though. That's a really good goal.
Good goal, good stuff, and I won't lie, good stuff for sure. But, you know, going down to penalties in this game, boy. And, I mean, I wanted to say, I started watching the end of this game in my class, bro. While I was in class, right, the stream working good. The stream working perfect, right, boy? As class done, stream sticking in. I miss all the penalties and all, boy. Because every time I see the stream stick, right, when I'm on stand-up before you go to kick it. By the time I look, it's like a celebration or man hand in the head. I say, look at how the devil is working, man. When I'm in class and I'm supposed to be paying attention, right? the stream working, no problems. I come out, stick. I say, boy, watch how I have to go under this pressure here now, boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, 4 goals. Right, I'm coming up big.
I think I missed the penalties for that game, so then I looked at the highlights. And listen, Raya with them penalties, oh my word, he look good. And since that game, he has been playing with a level of confidence that is like, yeah, I am the number one at Arsenal, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it goes to show then, in our son's two kicks, is that he has solidified his spot for sure now. I think there's no only gun talk Atata had at the start of the season where it could have two high level keepers. At the end of the day, Ramsdale is a man was called up to England. You understand? Mm-hmm. So he literally on the verge, I think he's the third keeper for England. But he's on the verge of being, you see what I'm looking for? He's on the verge of playing international games. To not be playing, you could tell yourself that the opportunities to play for his international team is going to go away. I don't think he would want to stay.
Yeah. It wouldn't make sense for his career if he stays.
Yeah, I would say at best he stays one more season because I don't have any international tournaments. Next year, you know, 24-25. But after 24-25, you definitely want to play because it's the World Cup coming up in 2026.
Yeah.
So I think he would want to go, you know. But that's a little sidetrack, I would say. Because of course we come out of this game against Porto and we had to talk about the draw. I mean, a possible draw of Bayern Munich,
Real Madrid,
Manchester City, Atletico Madrid, Borussia Dortmund, PSG, Barcelona, right? I want to know, before we talk about who we actually got, obviously.
Well, who I prefer to get?
Who would you have preferred to get in this show?
Okay, give me a second. I thought it was going to go through them then.
It's Bayern, Real, City, PSG, Barca, Dortmund, and Atletico Madrid.
I could do with Atletico again.
But I didn't want to. After seeing Porto put on that defensive kind of football against us, and how we kind of struggled to tell a bit,
yeah,
I don't really wanted to see like them. But I was real intrigued.
Even like
to
a PSG, I'll take that.
But what's going on with you, man? We trying to go to the finals here. You will see PSG and Mbappe. Brethren, I was hoping we get a little Dortmund or a little Barcelona, you know? But I remember before the draw, I was stating, I think every team in this final 80 could feel reasonably confident to come out with our win. Because nobody is invincible like seasons pass, you know what I mean?
It's not slouch here. I could go as anybody, yeah. Game to win,
yeah. And it's not to say like trying to pick the weakest team out of the eight is like who really is the weakest team. Yeah. The best you could say here is well, Barcelona or Dortmund, yeah. You know, Atletico Madrid, but outside of that, I mean, some people might even say Arsenal is the weakest team out of this bunch.
The way we playing,
you know, I wouldn't say we're the weakest, but you might say we are like one.
Is it right to say we have the least pedigree?
I would say so on our European stage.
Yeah.
Maybe only Dortmund has less pedigree than us.
Okay.
I mean, you would say City had less, but then City just won the Champions League. So they have more pedigree than us by now.
Mm-hmm.
So probably. It wouldn't be unfair to say that we had the least pedigree here. But what you thought about the actual Jordan?
Well, Jordan Bayern, it was written in the stars for us to get Harry Kane and Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to beat them for a lot of reasons. Somehow Harry Kane just heavy. So that is number one reason why. And two, I think it is a history with us with that 10-2. And I can't wait for you to rub to just rub Muller face in the mud, boy.
Yeah, yeah, you see, drop our video right after the draw.
Boy, Muller has given me my heart, boy. since
he drop our video. He can't wait to see. He can't wait to see Kai, that he friend. I say, boy, this one, eh? This one,
cool. Boy, Muller, yeah, it's a name, boy. You man, they're so arrogant, boy.
Yeah, I remember when we get the draw, man was like, boy, Bayern, boy. Harry Kane, but you know, Harry Kane is always score. I say, he's always score, but somehow Tottenham is not always lose.
That's what I say.
So he could score. Right. No matter if we win, you know what I mean? But, you know, given the fact that I think it's an interesting draw for Bayern Munich because they're obviously not playing well in the Bundesliga right now. They will not win the Bundesliga right now. You know, Harry Kane full season, they're not going to win. As he was talking about being cursed, right?
I think it's 11 years in a row and winning or something, so.
Yeah, but I mean, it had to break at some point. But given the fact that they're not playing that well in their league, given that fact, I think they would be looking at a Champions League run to kind of salvage some sort of credibility.
Right.
So it's definitely not going to be a easy game. There's no away goals rule as well to help bolster a little chance here. You get them a little 2-0 in the Allianz and hope to come back. And if you know?
Yeah.
All these things, come into play in this regard, then I would say so. It's a bit tougher It's definitely not an easy game, not the easiest game, but I don't think either way we look at this draw, we have an easy game. And then on top of it, we have the tougher side of the bracket because whoever, if we beat Bayern, we play in either Real Madrid or City to go to the finals. And this could either be a historic run to the finals to beat up on all these teams and face either Madrid, PSG, or Barcelona, or Dortmund, not discounting any of them, in the finals.
Yeah.
But we have the tougher side. I think, honestly, I think out of the 8 teams here, the 4 best teams on one side. it almost feels a little bit like a cakewalk for PSG to just beat up Barca and handle whoever it is they get on the other side and just come into the finals, right?
Mm.
Not saying that's what will happen. I'm not saying that these teams can't. But, you know, PSG is the best team on the other side.
Bro, even after facing Porto, it have no bad teams in the quarterfinals.
But I say all of that for it, right? I just want to ask, am I crazy, Keegan, to think we could go on in the Champions League? Should I just look, sit back and say, you know what, boy, April the 9th, first match, let me watch that and see what's going on. I think I have an exam that day, you know? And that mean I'm not going to see that again, you know? watch how rough that is now, boy. I ain't going to see the first leg.
Yeah, but you're not crazy.
But I think we have a decent chance if we do exactly what it is Arsenal is supposed to do,
yeah,
which is take it game by game, moment by moment, and not just trying to say, boy, we could win, and, you know, look at it in that perspective. Yeah, but I have an exam that day, but I'm going to miss that game. Let's say this, go. But yeah, what do you think, though? You feel as though we going and be able to are you thinking crazy like me then? in our Champions League run to the finals.
Yeah.
No, you believe it?
Yeah, long time. we are probably the most complete team in the world right now.
Also.
Because we have the best attacking stats and the best defensive stats.
I think people might say, I think that's the only caveat, I think there's a big caveat.
When you watch pedigree and you watch the eye test, we you could argue that there are better teams, but when you watch the stats say that there is no better team in defense than us. The stats say there's no better team in attack than us, and the stats say there's no better team on set pieces than us either.
I think one of the crazy things where you stated is the stats don't lie, but you have a very interesting thing, like when Real Madrid last won the Champions League, right, with Benzema. When Benzema like had that crazy run, he just beaten teams, hat trick against PSG and stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody would say Real Madrid was the best team then.
No,
but you know that talisman.
Yeah,
that is just needed to like push you through the tough games. That is my biggest challenge with Arsenal right now. Like, who is that talisman that's going to go and score goals? Like, I love Declan Rice, but I've not seen Declan Rice breaking the ranks, coming from deep and scoring to save in multiple games. Yeah. You know, I think Saka is, we look at how teams play Saka and they play Martinelli, they just double up. You understand?
Yeah. All talisman is Odegaard, you know. All talisman is Odegaard.
I agree 100%. But when you look across all the other teams, boy.
I know. There are some different kind of talismans.
There are some different kind. Yeah, because Odegaard is probably one of the greatest creators in football right now.
Yeah.
Right? But he don't have that same goal scoring threat that you will look at men like
I beg to differ.
I just said looking at men like Vinicius Jr. or Haaland or Mbappe. I wouldn't I wouldn't be too far to call men from Barcelona, because I don't have that much knowledge, you know. Mostly the youths in Barcelona are showing up right now.
Yeah.
To anything right now, you know. So you have that situation, I would say then. But yeah, if we play to the level and we play the team football that is required to go through and push, then yeah, the stats will serve us. But if teams play us well, which no doubt they can,
yeah,
who's going to be able to rise above that level and take us there?
Men might say it's only Luton, but that goal that Odegaard scored against Luton, it's a great goal, Doc.
Today?
Yeah.
Great. I didn't see it today. I'm not doubting his ability, you know. I think he has the ability, you know. But it just had a... You know, it's a man on level 9, and it's a man on level 10. Yeah. I think Odegaard on level 9. Like, he able, but... Is he able to transcend and mm-hmm. go above that level and put us there, you know? But it's definitely, I think this is probably one of, I think these two seasons, bro, after rival, or come close to rivaling, yeah. The 2003, 2004 season, the 2004-2005 season, and the 2005-2006 season, because we'd have had the unbeaten in 2004. All right. We'd have had the FA Cup win in 2005.
Mm.
That right around there, we had 49 games unbeaten. And then, obviously, 2006, we went to the Champions League final, where Barcelona beat us, unfortunately. But this is the level this team is at.
That Barcelona game, I didn't want to talk about that. That Barcelona game on the same level as that as when Manu break the unbeaten streak. So I don't
yeah, know. To be fair, I think I would have been like about 12 years old when that game happened. About 12. Yeah, 6 and 7. 12-13. So I really remember that game. I actually had downloaded it to watch it over. I watched the first half and thing. But anyway, we not to go back in the past. We not to go back too much in the past. But I'm saying is, there was a period where Arsenal was kind of like definitely on top of things for those years. And we back to that level now. But the real question is, can we do more than what that team and that era was able to do to go win the league, win the Champions League, and go all the way, you know?
But yes.
What's crazy is, and my belief is, not only that they have the ability to do it now, this team is actually way younger than that team. I mean, we could keep talking about it, you know, but these guys should be here for the next 10 years, you know.
I've been hearing like some fans saying that if we don't win this year, they still won't be mad now, because they know how young this team is. Because if you tell them, and then Pep and Klopp leaving, and
well, the Pep leaving is a rumor.
Yeah, there's a rumor.
Not confirmed. Okay.
And this fella, KDB and them in the old dog. We're just on Foden. Go out and come, baby. If you want to win it.
We're Foden going on 15 this squad, man. You playing Foden, man.
Yeah. If you want to win anything, we go, he had to come. That's all I could say.
He might quick. I'll go Chelsea out of the shit, yes.
Well, I don't know if or how or when Chelsea going to be back, so.
There's always find our way, always find our loophole and somehow be good again. But anyway, yo, so this is how we looking to end the season. We are out of the domestic cups, right? No FA Cup to challenge for, no League Cup to challenge for. We just have the Premier League season to finish up, and we have the Champions League. And it's all coming to a head basically next week, because from the 9th of April, next week, yo, every game is an important game.
Yeah.
Playing Brighton on Saturday. 100%. Then we have Bayern, then we have Villa, then we have Bayern again. Like, this next month of April here is going to be insane. Because after we play all those games, we may have Champions League games again. But then we have Chelsea, Tottenham to play to end off the month of April. Now, I think if we look at all the top teams, you know, not just Arsenal, but Manchester City, they all have it kind of rough in a sense. They have Real to play twice, right? They have Chelsea to play. But they have it easy for... They have it kind of easy for March, for April, sorry.
Yeah.
So it's only to see what Liverpool state.
But I would not say that it have any easy running for the end of the season. The Premier League just builds like that. So
yeah, definitely. I don't say any team have a easy running,
mm-hmm.
but I think some of the teams have a little easier schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our schedule for April might be considered the tougher of the schedules. If we just look at the games we're playing, you know.
Yeah.
Given that it's Brighton, Aston Villa, Wolves, Chelsea, Tottenham, right? Even Wolves right now, Wolves is our top half team, top 10 team.
Yeah.
You know, Brighton is in the top 10. Villa is the fourth. Is fought on the table right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a very interesting end of this season here coming up. So I guess I have to ask them, in a sense, realistically, mind you, the word here being realistically, how do you see Arsenal ending the season? Given the Champions League, given the Premier League, and the fixer schedule being, you know, tight. You know, we play in our game every 3 to 4 days.
Well, before the recent fitness report, I would have said we could possibly win the Champions League and we'll fall just shy of the Prem. But because, you know, as much as it is the UEFA Champions League, and you're thinking, well, like one of the biggest club prize, it's still a cup competition at the end of the day, and it's anybody's game, right? So that's why I say we could have possibly won the Champions League, and we might just fall shy of the Prem. So, and also, though this is not me saying that, hey, Arsenal is the best team in the world and we're gonna win everything, no, this is me saying that. Because of the recent injury report, I think we could win the two. we are for the double. Party not even back to full fitness yet. And if you see all the man can change in midfield already. The man come on in the city game and split the midfield like if it's like a hot knife through butter. You understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if it wasn't for Chassar, he head down in the ground, he would have seen Martinelli open for a square pass to score. I mean,
we should win that game.
Yeah, all along, so we're saying something, a different story we're talking here now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So with Fabio, sure, sure. Fabio being back, Tommy being fit, Partey being fit, Smith Rowe being fit, I can't see why we can't go on to win the two competitions, given the huge squad depth we have right now.
I will be honest, sir. I think it really depends, with the Champions League. Not so much the Prem, but the Champions League. I think we definitely have to win the Premier League this season. I wouldn't be upset if we don't, but that have to be the main focus to win the Premier League. And I think if we are not winning part by the time we come out of the quarters, if we beat Bayern Munich in the quarterfinals,
mm-hmm.
and we have City to play in the semis, I could see it being a challenge for Arteta in trying to prioritize, you know? So I think if we have to play City, in the Champions League semis, I think we might go out semis. I think that's possible. And we could just go on and win the Prem.
City injuries and things, you really feel that they'll be able to beat us?
I agree. But what I mean to say is that I think if we on our path to winning the league and City on our path to not winning it, they're going and want to make sure they're between the Champions League now. I'm not saying that they're willing, but I'm just saying that, you know, they would be, I think they would be highly motivated in a essence then to try and secure a second Champions League.
So you're saying we are no motivation then?
I'm not saying we don't have motivation. I'm just saying that it's going to be tough. It doesn't matter which way you're playing, no matter what team we get to play in the Champions League, it's going to be a real tough ass to like go all the way and win both. And I feel like the attention had to be on the Premier League, because besides playing Chelsea and Tottenham, we have is 8 more games, bro. It's literally just Chelsea and Tottenham. I know some people may say Man United. I feel by the time we had to play Man United, the league may already be decided. If by the time hypothetically, we continue with the wins, we beat Brighton, we beat Villa, we beat Wolves, we beat Chelsea, beat Tottenham, right? After that, just Bournemouth, Man U, and Everton, and Everton to the bottom of the table. Bournemouth somewhere to the bottom of the table as well. They need 11th place right now with nothing to play for. Man U pushing, fifth, I think? Fifth, sixth, somewhere there. I mean, it's a very tricky end, but it's a more possible end for us to go and win the Premier League outright. I mean, obviously, at this point, Liverpool will have to drop points.
Yeah.
For us to be able to like do it, because once they win tomorrow, they'll be ahead of us by 2 points.
Yeah.
So they will need to take a loss somewhere there. And yeah. I mean, they have Man U to play still. They have West Ham to play. They have Tottenham to play. They have Villa to play.
Yeah.
Teams that can take points from them.
Mm.
And all teams that, you know, they could still beat, so.
Essentially, Liverpool had to draw 2 or lost 1 for we to take them.
Yes, if they draw 2 and we continue winning, we have more goals. We have the goal difference on them by 8 goals right now. So we would, in fact, we are goal difference over
everybody, them, bro. And City. That's what I'm telling you.
So, yeah, it could just take our 2 draw. A draw and a loss. I mean, it's really game by game. It's 100% game by game. But I think we had to say the Premier League is it. Because from the time, at any moment, Liverpool slip up. Like when we had a mash gas and put we foot on the neck. And
well, make right now we mashing gas.
We had to put we foot on the neck quickly. So it's crazy because we could talk all this talk and still end up with none. which makes it hard.
Fine with that, though.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't think it's a crisis. I mean, the team young and growing and getting better. So, you know, you can't really say that, you know, it's an impossibility. Foster win, but it's not our crisis either, because we have the players to continue pushing.
Yeah.
And you know, still have the opportunity to make additions in the summer and that kind of thing. But yeah, so I think all in all, it's real easy for us to win both, win either, or win none. But all I know is it's going to be a very, very exciting end to the season. 100% for everybody involved. You're watching a title race, you're watching the best of the best teams really and truly go up against each other in the Champions League.
Yeah.
What more you could ask for, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it looking good. Looking good for sure, for sure. I mean, I don't have anything else, Keegan, to add. I mean, I know we missed like 14 games. 14 to 15 games we didn't talk about, but see, now we didn't talk about any of the games in detail. Just given the fact that we are a scoring spree. We demolishing people. We just had to continue with that same energy.
Yeah.
The end of the season. And, I think it's all up for grabs. 100%.
Now, I like that statement. It's definitely all up for grabs.
Yeah. So, I might end up changing the title of this episode. You'll see how it goes. Yeah. It's all up for grabs.
Yeah, I prefer that.
So, yeah, so, and I said anything else you want to add.
So, for me, boy, I just find it really happy. I'm very happy, and it's a really good time to be an Arsenal fan. I feel like Arteta is doing great. I feel like the boys are doing great, and I just want them to continue enjoying their football. Like, continue working hard and continue enjoying their football. I know it's going to be tough if we don't win anything this season, but them are my support and my backing regardless of the results this season. I don't want to have a meltdown if we lose everything. But I ain't taking no excuses next season, though.
Yeah, next season I have to. And I guess I'm going to show in chances we make, you know, next season. I mean, I know we kind of talked about this already, but you had any thoughts on the lack of signings at or sales or loans?
Well, yes,
or anything at all?
100%, you would always feel like it was a lack. However, because the team is performing so well, you can't really complain about the lack of transfers.
Yeah, because I think coming out of the out of play, but I think coming out sorry, yeah. I think coming out the January, if we had recorded that episode January, I would have been on this podcast. Okay, no. Like, we doing nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, you just settle down, man.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah. But for the transfers, I want to snipe Isak.
Isak, boy. Alright. Anger, say nothing. I will be bringing somebody a little bit unproven with the potential. Because it's not like if we need to buy a striker,
Isak not proven.
We have to hit the ground running. Nah, Isak will be real expensive, though. Like, an unbelievable amount of money, Isak will be. The only striker I see that I really like, but I don't think he would be worth the money, would be Watkins. But I don't think
Watkins, but I think I can't take them one season one that player, is it?
No, but Watkins is two seasons now. And on top of that, Watkins kinda like the new DCL, I would say. Calvert-Lewin. Except that he not missing.
Watkins
games.
Is better, bro. Watkins is better.
What I mean to say now, bro, is that when Calvert-Lewin was playing, you know, he had that big hype for sure. But he had the injuries to kind of, you know, slow him down a little bit, I would say. But, yeah, I was about to say, I think a player like Isak, he nice for sure, but I don't know. I feel Newcastle are going to want more than 60 million for he. And the same thing with Watkins. I think Watkins, they go want 70, 80 million for them, man.
But if you had to choose, then you take?
I would definitely 100% take Watkins, you know? I like Watkins, man. I like Oli, man. I think Oli just had I guess it's wrong to want the prototypical striker, you know what I mean? But like, you cannot play a good one. The man that's just more like a striker that could just do the striker things when you need the striker things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he have that in him. A little bit more than Isak. And I think my only problem with Isak, with the things I've been watching with him, is that he's an extremely hot and cool type of player. I really like that. Right. You know, like when he on form, he real on form, but when he not on form, it's like, find back your form, please, you know. So, yeah. I think Watkins, that my only thing with Watkins, I think, because all the same thing with like Jesus in a sense. And because of all the things they would
but do. But I say, like, if you're getting
outside our goal scoring.
If you're getting Watkins, then Watkins is like a Jesus.
I understand, yeah. But I might say he's a better Jesus because he can score. Because Jesus is miss at any time come. The man is miss. So. But I don't want these men on. I think there's been a little bit of talk about a fella called Cockerels or whatever from Sporting, I think.
Yeah, that's a wild rumor though.
Yeah, it's wild. But I was somebody a little bit off the radar. Somebody that not at the forefront and everybody looking at. So you spend a little bit of money, you know, 30, 40, if it didn't work out. Nobody ain't gonna be upset. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That might only thought. A player like him. Somebody who are a little bit people in seeing so much. That if it flop, well, oh, too bad it flop. You know, like, nobody ain't giving me no big set of stick for Sambi flopping no more. You know what I mean? Because you didn't spend that much money, you know. But if we had spent 70 million on Sambi.
What's Sambi looking a little better, huh?
Yeah, but I think he got injured. Yeah?
No, he didn't play because he can't play against the parent club as a loanee.
I don't think he played. I think he played a little bit, you know, Keegan.
I'll check. But last time I checked on him, he was doing good.
Yeah, for sure he was doing good. But I think he had an injury, boy. Because he didn't play against Tottenham either. But anyway, we got ramble and ramble and ramble and we don't need to at this point. Yeah. Yo, so I definitely think we are going to leave it here at this point. Of course, we open to get back to regular schedule programming. No promises. Dion have exams coming up. And that is going into the month of May. So Dion in lockdown mode till April then. So sometime in May, we should be able to get something going to get another episode. And that will be a good time because we'll be looking at the running.
Yeah.
We'll be looking at the running there. So anyway, I say this to say, we want to thank you for listening. We wanna ask you to make sure and like the podcast, like the podcast, subscribe, leave a review if you can, share it with your friends, do everything to push and support this podcast, push and support this episode. Right before we leave, I just wanna let you know, Keegan, he have a hamstring injury. He get injured at the end of February.
Oh, that sucks.
So that's the only thing. But anyway, at this point, we gonna ramble again. So you're gonna leave it there. And we wanna thank you for listening. And this has been GunaPod
TT. Boom!
Definitely feel like we didn't get it. Yeah, I'm gonna try it again. Yes, thank you for listening. And this has been
GunaPod TT.
Boom! You know, I go look at that. Hey, yo. We out.
Good time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of GunaPod TT.